Last two rooms of the house today, then we finish our series, and then we'd love your input on each room, what you think we need to do next. So there's lots of forms at the back you can fill out. But shall I pray as we start? Let me pray. Loving Father, we thank you that through Jesus we are part of the household of faith. Lord, as a church family, we want to be serving you in a biblical and faithful way. Would all these different rooms shape and fashion the future direction of our church family? And would you speak to all of us now, from the youngest to the oldest, about these rooms, ministry and membership? Help me now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, what do you think? A big question mark. People love to know what you think. So you buy something from Amazon, it arrives, you get an email that says, what did you think? Did you like it? Was it quick enough? Did you think of the service? Did you like the product? And you have to respond by saying, 0, it was rubbish. 10, it was fantastic. You know, this week, as a family, we went to Scotland. And because the family is shrinking and the kids are leaving home, we flew because we could afford it. And we flew to Scotland and saw my brother, mum and dad, and we flew back on Thursday. But when I was in Scotland, what was amazing, at the airport on the way home, Edinburgh Airport wanted to know what we thought. So all these, there's iPads everywhere. There you go. How was your experience in check-in today? Was it miserable? Was it okay? Or was it fantastic? I pressed miserable. No, I didn't press anything actually. I was too busy with a kid trying to get to the airport on the plane. Then we walked through security. There was another iPad. How was your experience in security today? Similar theme. Was it miserable? Was it all right? Or was it fantastic? In fact, it was miserable. I nearly lost my trousers. I had to take my belt off, my coins out of my pocket, my shoes off. That was five of us as a family stripping off, thinking this is very dangerous. They had to regroup the other end after walking through like this and everything was checked. And had to regroup, get everything on again and catch the plane, okay? And then, before we got on the plane, was this poster. We're listening to you. We welcome your feedback. Talk to us now. Where are you? I come to talk to you. Write to us. That's what they want to know. How was it? What do you think of it? Did you like it? Did it go well? Well, imagine the scenario. I wonder if we had that today for McDonald's and Burger King. Now have a think about it, okay? Are you a McDonald's person or a Burger King person? Here we go. Burger King, McDonald's. Now, I want to see from your faces, first of all, whether you like it. Big smiles. Whether you're indifferent. Cross your arms. Or if you think it's rubbish. You go, in disdain. Like that. Okay, and then I'll compare them. So let's go, first of all, for Burger King. Who likes Burger King? Big smiles. No, it's just smiles. Oh, no. Okay. Who's indifferent? Cross your arms. A lot of that going on. Who doesn't like it? Okay, what about McDonald's? Give me more, please. I'm not getting much back from you. Okay, who likes McDonald's? Big smiles. We've got one down the road. We've got two, actually, in Uckfield. Okay, indifferent. Oh, you don't like it? Do you know what I think McDonald's won? Let's give McDonald's a clap. Well, just imagine this morning, from now on, as part of the house vision, we had little iPads around the church. And we asked this question. What was your experience in church like today? Which one was it? So you go around for every experience you've had. What was your welcome like? What was your cup of coffee like? What was the curate like? What was the vicar like? What were the wardens like? What were the kids groups like? What was the music like? And you've got pads everywhere finding out what you thought. Now, don't get me wrong. We want to make things better all the time. But actually, the problem with that is it ends up like we're going to Burger King or McDonald's or to Amazon shopping. And actually, the problem is it ends up being that it's all about me. It ends up being all about me. Like church is like a shop or a coffee shop or an experience or an airport. And of course, we all know that that is wrong. That is not right to think of church like you're a customer That's not how it works. You see, as we think this morning about membership of a local church and ministry in a local church, I want to think about our attitude to church life. See, Paul the Apostle writes to the church in Rome, and he puts the finger on the problem we all have, that we all need a little bit more humility. We need to be humbled when we think about church life together. If you've got a Bible, turn in your Bibles to page 157, Romans chapter 12. We heard from David Buck last week about the glories of God's cross, of Jesus coming into the world. It starts off chapter 12, verse 1. In view of God's mercy, in view of what God has done for us on the cross, we give our lives in worship. And then we get to verse 3, where the Apostle Paul puts his finger on practical things we need to do in light of God's mercy, and one to do with our attitude to church and to serving. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment. When we think that church is all about me and what I like and what I want, we're getting rather proud, not very humble. No, Paul says, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought, but with sober judgment, with humility. Be humble. When we think church is about me, church becomes like a club or a shop. We can get very uppity. Don't like that. Not keen on that. And self-absorbed. We need a godly mindset, verse 2 of chapter 12. We need our minds renewed by the word of God, that we might become transformed people by the message of the gospel. See, part of that renewing and transformation is to see yourself as you really are. Humility. Don't think too highly of yourself. We see chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, that we're humbled by the mercy of God in the gospel at the cross. And verse 3 again, it goes on, after think of yourself with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. There's debate about what that means. But I think from the book of Romans, chapters 1 to 11, the word faith is used about the actual message of the gospel that we receive and believe in. So as God has assigned us our faith, the gift of God to us, what is our response? Is it to be all about me? Or are we to be humble? You see, through faith in Jesus, we belong to the people of God. And that's why we're thinking this morning about membership and serving in the local church family. Through faith in Jesus, we belong to a new family. Not defined by your background or your school or your bank balance, but because of Jesus. We all come as sinners before the cross, and we kneel before Jesus, and we're thankful for his salvation, all saved through Jesus, all equal in his sight. Two little things to think about this morning. The first one is this, from this passage, membership. We belong to one body. Let me try and draw a sketch here. Okay, so membership, it's one arm. Like that. One hand. It's like Mr. Long Arms here. Look, can you see that? A beautiful, beautiful drawing. I'll sell you that for 50p. Like this. Can you do that? Everyone do that? Very good. Membership. Let's say it. Membership. It's a picture of belonging together, isn't it? Hands together. Belonging to a family. Membership. Membership. We belong to one body. And that's the picture of the language in these verses. We belong to one body. So take a look at chapter verse 4. For as in one body we have many members, and not all the members have the same function. Now, I used to work in a hospital in the summer holidays. And my job in those days was to go around the wards trying to find the missing files. So I'd go to a different ward, I'd go to orthopedics, say, have you got Mrs. Jones' file? And they'd say, no, that's not here. You must try another ward. And I'd spend the whole day with my trolley hunting for files like Hercule Poirot so that they were ready for the clinic. And what I realised in this massive teaching hospital in Cardiff is that there's many bits of your body. Many, many members. There's wards devoted to different bits of your body. But the amazing thing, they are one. They're all part of it. Let me show you a fine specimen of a body here. I'm going to go inside and personal. Here we go. There you go. It's Mark and the inside of Mark's body. Here we go, look. And Mark's a jolly chap, so he's going to do a little dance. Is that right? Oh, he's not going to, his legs are not going to go up. Oh, here we go, that's better. There we go. Is he a little jig? Here we go. Oh! There you go, look at him. Isn't he lovely? Mark, thank you. It's only because we love you. That's why we do it. So there's the body. Okay, that's the picture the Bible uses in this passage. We've heard about living stones in a household of faith. This passage is all about the body made up of different bits, one body. We understand that, don't we? We get that. And so Paul says that's what we're like as a church. All different parts, but one body. Verse 5, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are members of one another, all joined together through faith in Jesus. All different people, but members of the body of Christ as a picture of the church. People say, don't they, I don't need to go to church to be a Christian. But actually, they don't realize that actually Jesus has saved us, not only for the new heaven, new earth, but he saves us to be the people of God. It's a new community, it's a new people. It's a massive blessing. Body life matters. It expresses the gospel. You see, this morning you could have stayed at home in bed, couldn't you, with your duvet, your cup of tea, your iPad or your laptop or your iPhone or whatever you've got. And you could have beamed in various bits from around the world. You could have had a great sermon from your favourite preacher, or with a coffee in your duvet. You could have beamed in the best worship music in the world, or from the comfort of your bed. And then you could have said, Amen, and then switch it off and snoozed away. Now that's fine if you've got a cold or your leg's broken. But on a Sunday, actually we are to be together. That is not church in bed on your own. Church is gathering with God's people. One body. Belonging to a church family matters. Membership matters. It's a biblical truth. It's a fruit of the gospel. And if we find church a drag, if we struggle to be bothered to come along, or somehow we feel it's beneath us. I've moved on from that now. It's all about me and God on my own. Or maybe it's not my style. I might just travel quite a long way to go somewhere else that's better for me. Maybe I deserve better. Or something more to my taste. Paul says, verse 2 of chapter 12, have your minds renewed and transformed by the word of God. Be humble. We who are many are one body in Christ. That means that we bother to turn up. Hebrews chapter 10 says, let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let's meet all the more while the day of Christ approaches. Let's meet together. I'll never forget, in my last church, we had a group called Men at Dinner, MAD. We met once a term. There's about 40 of us used to go for a meal in a pub, and the age range was from the age of 16 right through to Arthur, who's now 92. And we'd take over part of the pub. And people will come in, have their pints at the bar, and they'll be looking across thinking, who are these people? You can see in their heads, who are they? I mean, why are they together? It's weird. All these different people together. And in the end, they'd say, look, who are you? You know, who are you? And we say, well, we're the local church. We're the local church. We belong to Jesus. We're members together of the body of Christ. We meet in that building down the road, Little Heath. Do you know where it is? Oh, yeah. It's a miracle, the gospel. Brings all sorts of people together. We should meet together. The privilege of membership. And what I want us to think about in this membership room as we make a response today in our little questionnaire is, how can we make membership better? How can we make belonging easier? How can we improve our welcome, the way into small groups, the way into serving? We'd love to know your ideas because membership of the body of Christ matters. And we want to feed that into a 5-year plan. Membership matters. Second thing is this. Where's my little clicker? Here we go. Ministry. Here's my another amazing drawing. Here we go. Oh, let's first of all, membership. Feel the love, membership. That's it. Lovely. Nice. Thank you very much. Well done for joining in. And this one is even better. Here we go. Straight arms out like that. Oh, it's got 4 hands. Fingers that one. 5. Let's give them one over there. Look. Ministry. Serving. Ministry. Serving. Hands out. Serving. That's in verses 6 to 8. Look what Paul writes. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. So God, by his grace, gives us gifts. If you look back at verse 3, we see that Paul talks about the gift God's given him. For by the grace given to me, that is the grace gift of him being an apostle. And repeats again, verse 6, we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. We receive Jesus Christ by his grace, that's charis. And then he gives us charismata, gifts to be used to bless the body. We are many, part of one body, with different gifts to use and to serve other people with. It's fantastic. And have a look at the list of gifts. This is not the only list in the Bible. There are many other lists. And all the lists don't cover all the gifts there are. So, verse 6, prophecy in proportion to faith. Verse 7, ministry in ministering. The teacher in teaching. The exhorter in exhortation. The giver in generosity. The leader in diligence. The compassionate in cheerfulness. All these different gifts, whatever they are, the point is, if you've got them, use them. Use them. Of course, we all should be speaking God's word to each other. We should all be teaching each other and encouraging each other and serving each other. But some people will have a particular gift and need to step up and to use it. Ministry. Serving the body. Everyone is gifted by the Spirit. Everyone can be involved. And that might change throughout our lives as we get older. But there's still ministry to do, whatever age we are. And if we're not serving in church life, do you know what? You're missing out. You're missing out. And we're missing out. And the gift that God has given you to serve the body of Christ. You see, God has given us, by his grace, the gifts of his Spirit, the gifts to serve and to bless and to encourage. And God has given it to you, and you can keep it to yourself. You can put it away in the cupboard, but God wants you to use it to bless the body, to grow the church, to reach people for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, I remember it was Christmas time. I was a little boy, like 5 or 6, and I wanted to give my mum and dad a present. So I had a great idea. I went into their bedroom, and I took some of their stuff, and I wrapped it up. And I can't remember what I gave my dad, but I put these parcels under the tree, and on Christmas Day, my mum opened up the package, and there was her rollers. If you don't know where they are, it's a long time ago. They were big, I think, in the 60s, 70s. And also her dressing gown. She knew they were hers, but you know what she said? Stephen, thank you so much. This is a wonderful gift. She was thrilled, not by the gift, it was already hers. She's thrilled that I wanted to give her a gift. Top tip for you kids, save your cash, wrap up your parents' presents. Not a good tip, not my family. My family aren't here, so we're fine. But actually, that's what happens, isn't it? God, by his Spirit, gives gifts to his church. And actually, they're gifts from him. And he wants us to give them back to him and to serve. And he delights when we do that. He wants that. He wants us to bless the body and to bless him by using the gifts God has given us. That's why Paul says in this passage that we should be humble, not be too uppity about yourself, not look down on the local church, not look down about using your gifts there, shall I, shan't I, but to see that you're part of a body with gifts to serve. Everyone needed. That's all part of magnification, of worship. Membership, ministry flows out of magnification. Now, Mark's got some games to show us how much we need each other, every part of the body. Thank you, Mark.
We do. Okay, I need some help, some young people to come.